新闻，
跟着少年报导者一起打开通往世界的任意门。
When the administrative districts are not their household registration, Indigenous Peoples Co-Management Committee, an ethnic assembly in Taiwan. From tribal domains to national lands, President Tsai Ing-wen apologizes to Taiwan's indigenous people. Indigenous peoples are the earliest inhabitants of Taiwan. However, during the Japanese colonial rule, the Government General of Taiwan ignored the territories of the mountain indigenous tribes, considering Taiwan's mountain forests as nobody's land, and all were designated as national resources. Subsequently, after the nationalist government arrived in Taiwan in 1945, they continued Japan's forest policies, causing these lands that originally belonged to the tribes to become state lands. Indigenous peoples now face numerous restrictions and prohibitions if they wish to use their ancestral land for farming, hunting, or foraging. On August 1, 2016, President Tsai Ing-wen apologized to the indigenous peoples. She said, "Let me put in simple terms why we are apologizing to the indigenous peoples. 400 years ago, there were already people living in Taiwan. These first inhabitants lived their lives and had their own languages, cultures, customs, and domains. But then, without their consent, another group of people arrived on these shores, and in the course of history, took everything from the first inhabitants who, on their land they have known most intimately, became displaced, foreign, non-mainstream, and marginalized. At the same time, the Indigenous Historical and Transitional Justice Committee was established, pledging to face historical issues with representatives of indigenous peoples and negotiate the direction of subsequent policies on an equal basis. Even though the president has apologized, and the country has legislated to restore land justice to indigenous peoples, the indigenous peoples have their own unique culture and historical evolution. Applying the administrative divisions established by the state to indigenous tribes can instead lead to conflicts for them. Therefore, in recent years, there have been still many controversial incidents unfolding. Case 1, the development project of a hot spring resort in Nan'ao's Piakau tribe. Acting in accordance with the law has instead caused conflict within the tribe. Lin Kai-en is a young Adaya from the Piakau tribe in Nan'ao, Yilan. His sweetest childhood memories involve taking a shovel with his elders to valley of the Bay River in Nan'ao, searching for the wild hot springs. He said, "As soon as we stepped on the warm sand, we would start digging vigorously until the spring water gushed out." The wild hot springs have in recent years been recognized by the government and those as a tourism resource within the traditional territory of indigenous peoples. In 2010, the Council of Indigenous Peoples approved funds for the renovation of the Piakau hot springs. The project was completed in March 2019 after being recognized by related tribes and obtaining their consent through consultations. It officially began operation in 2022. In July 2023, the operator of the Piakau hot springs terminated the contract considering equipment, cost, and local communication factors, leading the county government to take over management. The Indigenous Peoples Basic Law stipulates that when developing resources within indigenous land, consent on participation of the indigenous peoples or tribes must be obtained to ensure that they can share the benefits and rights of the development. In order to find a new operator, the Piakau tribe has held 3 tribal meetings in the past half year. However, each time the tribal meetings were announced and convened, they were dissolved due to insufficient attendance, continuously starting over. The General Secretary of the Zhou Tribe Hunters Association in Jiayi County, Wu Yihao, explained that in the culture of indigenous peoples, family and tribe are the most basic units of life. It wasn't until Japanese anthropologists began conducting research and investigations in Taiwan that the classification of ethnic groups emerged among Taiwan's indigenous peoples. Ethnic groups and tribes are like different classes in a school, Wei Hao explained. Each class has its own rules, but from the outside, it's still one school. Due to the needs of hunting and fishing, in different sections of the forest and valleys, there are tacit understandings among families within different tribes regarding the division of usage areas. The Piahao hot spring is located precisely within the traditional territory of the Piahao tribe. Lin Kai-en told the reporter for Kids that the former township chief originally designated the Piahao tribe as the sole related tribes of the Piahao hot springs. However, the next township chief considered road transportation be part of the development of tourism resources. Therefore, they included the adjacent Liuhin tribe as a related tribe of the Piahao hot springs. Since the Japanese colonial rule, indigenous tribes has been forcibly relocated, and through subsequent collective migrations after various natural disasters, their locations have constantly shifted. Nowadays, within the same administrative village, there are often several tribes along with Han Chinese people living together. The Piahao tribe and the Liuhin tribe actually belong to different settlements, but currently both tribes' administrative areas fall under Jingyue village. This has led to a dispute between the two tribes as to which tribe the hot springs belong to. Indigenous peoples are not difficult, but traditional discussion mechanisms are disappeared. Lin Kai-en is a graduate at the National Taiwan University, a young person with a high level of education in the tribe. He attends every briefing session, public hearing, and tribal meeting regarding the Piahao hot spring development project. Usually, we know which area belongs to which tribe's traditional territory. Even now, when we go to play in the valleys of other tribes, if local people see us fishing in the streams, they will look at us with disdain. This memory is etched in our bones, Lin Kai-en said. He mentioned that even today, conflicts still occasionally arise due to resource gathering in traditional territories. It could be as mild as mutual scolding or as serious as physical fight. Taking the Daya tribe as an example, they would conduct a spalai ceremony for reconciliation. This involves inviting respected individuals from nearby tribes to bring both sides face to face with the truth, returning to the initial state of harmony. However, now the controversial issues review panel of the Council of Indigenous Peoples has replaced the spalai ceremony, resulting in involvement of indigenous peoples who are not truly from the local tribes and do not understand their ways. Lin Kai-en said the Council of Indigenous Peoples invited representatives from two tribes to a meeting in Taipei. The review panel also included scholars, experts, supervisory agencies, and tribal representatives for discussion. The tribal representatives were from the Daya tribes in western Taiwan. The representatives from the Western tribe were puzzled and asked me, "Why didn't they choose tribes near you? Why did they invite us?" He mentioned that the tribal members were embarrassed to go to the meeting to decide the ownership of the hot springs for the two tribes. In the end, the review panel's conclusion was simply to ask the county government and township office to enhance coordination. This has led to the Piahao tribe holding tribal meetings continuously since 2019, from deciding on hot spring ownership to agreeing on operation and inviting bids. However, tribal members are becoming fatigued due to these meetings, resulting in difficulties in the ongoing tribal meetings. The mechanisms and laws of the public sector cannot resolve disputes. Taiwan's indigenous communities hope to combine modern and traditional discussion and decision-making mechanisms to handle public affairs. For example, the Paiwan People's Chief System, the Puyuma People's Age Group and Meeting House Systems. And some tribes have a collective decision-making system similar to the tribal council. Sometimes I think, during meetings, I constantly have to explain and translate content to others. And sometimes I only see stacks of documents when the meeting starts. The gap in information translation should not be too large for collective decision-making to be meaningful. Lin Kan said, if other tribes don't have young people like me, what should they do? Someone must help explain the content. Lin Kan worries the administrative system must follow the prescribed procedures. The township office, county government, council of indigenous peoples, and businesses are all different external forces. As they gradually enter the Piahao hot spring area, we also worry about how outsiders perceive our people. After years of struggle, many tribal members think of tribal meetings as places of argument and worry about being seen as troublemakers. When it comes to development, the public sector is often distant from the tribes, which often leads to a sense of frustration for the tribes. The Piahao hot spring case is not an isolated incident. Similar situations have occurred in other tribes. Lin Kan said, with so many cases happening in recent years, shouldn't this be enough to amend sub-laws or form new rules? Case number 2, Da Ping Ling Tribe and Summon Lake Peacock Garden POT, the excluded indigenous tribe of the Tao people. Some indigenous tribes are not even recognized as tribes, and some excluded indigenous areas cannot be safeguarded by council politics for their rights. In 2002, the Council of Indigenous Peoples applied to the Executive Yuan to designate 25 land townships and 30 mountain townships as indigenous peoples' areas. However, only indigenous tribes located in indigenous peoples' areas are recognized as tribes. The Tao people's Da Ping Ling tribe in Shui Li, Nantou, could not legally convene tribal meetings because the township it is located in does not have the status of an indigenous people's area. It is referred to in the administrative system as Da Ping Ling settlement, so they do not even have the participation rights in government-related development policies. The Tao people have a total population of only over 800 people residing around the Summon Lake. Currently, they are mainly distributed in the Yi Da Shao tribe in Li Yu Village, Yuchi Township, Nantou County, and the Da Ping Ling settlement in Shui Li Township. Yuchi Township belongs to the Plain Indigenous Area, so the Yi Da Shao tribe enjoys the status of a tribal public juristic person, seemingly more protected than the indigenous peoples of Da Ping Ling. However, in 2017, the Nantou County government and other units discussed commissioning the private sector to build and operate a Summon Lake Peacock Garden BOT project. The county government and Yuchi Township office was dissatisfied with the Yi Da Shao tribe's application to designate Yuchi Township as the traditional territory of the Tao people. They filed an appeal with the Executive Yuan Review Committee, and then the proposal was passed in the Township Representative Council, suggesting to the Executive Yuan to withdraw Yuchi Township from the indigenous people's area. Although the Executive Yuan is still in ongoing communication, it shows the influence of local councils on the legal status of tribes. At the time, Yuchi Township Mayor Chen Jinglun said in an interview with the media that there are over 15,000 Han Chinese in the township, yet the entire township's development has to consider the Tao tribe with only over 300 people. This proposal was made to avoid exacerbating ethnic tensions. Due to the current Local Government Act, indigenous populations exceeding 1,500 people are entitled to one guaranteed seat in the Township Representative Council. In elections with a fewer people versus tens of thousands of non-indigenous voters, the Tao people cannot compete, resulting in their voices not being represented through the township council. Sometimes the administrative and council systems end up infringing on indigenous rights. Case number 3, Mukumugi Road Closure. The Ruku people protecting ecology face legal action. In 2014, the well-known tourist spot Mukumugi in Hualien's Xiulin Township, located in the Ruku people's Tongmen Village, decided to close the road to protect against the severe damage to the natural environment caused by tourism-related garbage and chaotic parking. The decision was made through a tribal council meeting, and they followed the tradition of setting off signal fires and firing guns to call upon ancestral spirits. However, this led to 9 tribes members being sued by tourism operators for obstructing freedom, violating firearms and ammunition control regulations, and involvement in intimidation. Indigenous peoples of different tribes have their own customary laws which govern their daily lives. For example, among the Delugu people, Gaya is a kind of social norm in their culture, serving as the rules that maintain the community's daily life and customs, and is highly binding and restrictive. However, in the actual life of the people in the mountains, besides Gaya, they also have to face the restrictions of dozens of different laws, such as the National Parks Act, Wildlife Conservation Act, and the Forest Act. National Taiwan University legal professor Wang Taishen points out in his research that the Han Chinese have undergone a transformation from traditional society to a modern nation state, gradually transforming existing customs into laws. However, such a transformation has not occurred in the society of indigenous peoples. Although indigenous peoples have become political and legal subjects, and many laws have been amended or enacted to protect the collective rights of indigenous peoples, there are still shortcomings in implementation. He said, only when the state law can moderately respect or incorporate indigenous legal culture will the rule of law be meaningful to them. Seeking a coexistence mechanism, from joint committee to the establishment of ethnic councils by 9 tribes. Drawing reference from countries like the United States and Canada, where there are systems for indigenous co-management of national parks and scenic areas, some administrative agencies in Taiwan are considering the introduction of joint committee mechanisms. These would be initiated and organized by local governments or administrative agencies together with indigenous tribes or groups based on traditional culture and needs, to gather ideas for the management and utilization of natural resources by indigenous peoples. For example, the Paiwan tribe's Xuhai village in Pingdong cooperates with the Pingdong County government to manage the Alangyi historical trail. They close the trail annually from July to August to reduce human impact on the land and its ecology. However, joint management mechanisms are generally easier to implement in tribes with well-organized structures. The Tao people established the Tao Ethnic Council in 2005, focusing on consensus building and dialogue with the administrative system centered around the ethnic group. Hudun Lakadana Marudao, or Gao Ronghui, a member of the Tao Ethnic Council, explained that the council consists of 1 or 2 representatives elected from each of the 7 clans, serving a term of 2 years. Additionally, there are 2 hereditary traditional leaders, as well as 2 guaranteed seats for the Bai and Dan clans of Dapinling. The ethnic council is built upon the Tao tribal consensus system, allowing traditional leaders to participate in the council's decision and understand the intention of the people. However, as the ethnic council currently does not have legal status, decisions made by the council often need to be implemented through the Tao Cultural Development Association or the Tribal Council of Yidashao. Currently, out of Taiwan's 16 indigenous tribes, 9 have established their own ethnic councils. The most recently established is the Paiwan people, the second largest indigenous group, which founded the Paiwan Ethnic Council in August 2022. Lucas Lubejengan, the convener of the Paiwan Ethnic Council Preparatory Committee and associate professor of Earth Sciences at National Cheng Kung University, stated, "The Ethnic Council creates a platform about the tribes, allowing dialogue between the state and the ethnic group, between ethnic groups and between tribes, to build greater consensus." In September 2023, the Tao Ethnic Council decided to apply to the Council of Indigenous Peoples to change their tribe's name from THAO to THAU due to the pronunciation system in the Tao language, one of the recent initiatives promoted by the Ethnic Council. The Rukai Ethnic Council originates from the legend of Rukai's Princess Parelen. Taiban Salala, the Secretary General of the Rukai Ethnic Council and professor at National Cheng Kung University's Institute of Archaeology, mentioned that discussions among the people about which tribe the Princess Parelen originated from prompted an exploration of Rukai culture. The Rukai Ethnic Council was officially established in 2017 and has now entered its third term. Traditionally, the Rukai people have a system of chiefs and a class system, and regular tribal chiefs do not usually participate in democratic elections. However, the Ethnic Council adopts a representative system elected by various tribes, striking a balance between tribal culture and social system of the plains, making the Ethnic Council representative of the entire tribe. Matters such as announcing traditional territory boundaries, millet revival, and introducing the symbol of the Rukai totem clouded leopard from Southeast Asia are all reported to the Rukai Ethnic Council, seeking advice and consent from the people. Hoping for a public participation mechanism that better represents indigenous peoples, Nigai Lepel Jengan pointed out, although tribes had the right to consultation and consent in the past, many times they were passively accepting or rejecting things when they happened, unable to have broader discussions or only playing a consulting role. The establishment of the Ethnic Council allows for active coordination with the government and civil society on issues related to the rights of the ethnic group, such as application for the intellectual property rights of traditional knowledge, norms for the use of traditional territories, and promotion of transitional justice. Taiban Salala mentioned that the concept of ethnic council comes from the United States and Canada, where indigenous peoples form ethnic councils to negotiate internally and communicate externally with governments and civil society groups. This concept has influenced indigenous peoples in Taiwan, leading to another choice in the current system. However, both the Paiwan and Rukai ethnic councils deliberately chose not to apply for corporate status. Ligai Rupejengan believes that the relationship between the Paiwan Ethnic Council and the government should not be one of management and being managed within the current legal framework, but rather a partnership in negotiating issues of ethnic autonomy with the government. Savungan Valijinan, a Bunun tribe member who ran in the 2024 legislative elections, emphasized during an interview, "Establishing an association or ethnic council does not automatically represent an entire ethnic group. Instead, there should be more time for discussion and consensus building internally to find a public participation mechanism that can expand participation and highlight the subjectivity of the ethnic group in contemporary times."